It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. With Election Day just weeks away, we're looking at some of the key races, races that will determine which party controls Congress next year. One of the more intriguing contests is the Senate race in Florida. It features three strong candidates, including a very familiar name there who's running now as an independent. Last night in Orlando, they all met in a debate. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
A year ago, few would have predicted a three-way Senate race, probably not even the independent candidate, Charlie Crist. At that time, Crist was a Republican, a sitting governor, and the frontrunner for his party's Senate nomination. But a lot happened between then and now. Former State House Speaker Marco Rubio's campaign caught fire with Republican activists and the Tea Party. Crist dropped out of the Republican primary and the Republican Party. In last night's debate, he continued to try to walk a narrow path, that of a moderate with no party affiliation.
It's abundantly clear to me that there's an extreme right faction in the Republican Party, and I think that I'm the only candidate who can both win in November and crash that Tea Party in Washington.
To do that, though, Crist has to do well among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. This week, Crist launched a new ad attacking Rubio for his proposal to raise the Social Security retirement age, forcing people to, quote, work longer, get by on less. Rubio fired back last night, saying Crist was twisting the facts. Rubio said his proposal to raise the retirement age to 70 wouldn't affect anyone currently over 55.
You know, one of those seniors, Governor Crist, that's out there is my mother. She's 80 years old this month. She depends on Social Security. It is her primary source of income. And for you to suggest that I would somehow advocate ideas that would harm her is outrageous and a blatant untruth.
Marco Rubio has been on the campaign trail now for a year and a half, steadily honing his anti-Washington message. The Democratic candidate, Congressman Kendrick Meek, an African-American from South Florida, has also worked hard on the stump. He's lined up the support of most of the state's labor unions and has brought in top Democrats like Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Al Gore. Up to now, his campaign mostly focused its fire on Crist, reminding voters there's only one real Democrat in the race. But in last night's debate, Meek took aim at Rubio.
I think that you want to be elected to move in national ideology for the conservative right. I'm not on board that train. I'm on board the train of trying to resolve the issues here in Florida.
With Meek and Rubio on most issues, it's clear where they stand. On health care, Meek is for the Obama plan. Rubio wants to repeal it. On stimulus, Meek is for it, Rubio against it. Even the billions of federal dollars that save jobs in Florida. Crist, meanwhile, tries to split it down the middle. That leads to charges that he flip-flops. Or as Meek put it last night, Crist stands on a wet paper box. You don't know where he is. But in the lively debate moderated by ABC's George Stephanopoulos, Crist worked to portray himself as the calm, clear voice.
And instead, I've got to let Governor Crist get a rebuttal on the stimulus, then we have to move on.
Thank you very much. What you've just witnessed is the problem and the reason I'm running as an independent. These two guys are going at each other because one's the Republican right, one's the Democratic left. What's true is there are good things that both parties can present to the future of our country.
On health care, Crist has taken a particularly twisted path, saying at various times that he would have voted both for and against it. Asked to clarify last night, he said he's against it and thinks it needs to be fixed. There are parts of the health care law that are good, he said, and parts that need to be changed. Needless to say, Rubio's position is a bit less nuanced.
I think this health care bill is a disaster. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've learned the following things. These child-only policies are being dropped. We've learned that low-wage, part-time workers are now going to lose their coverage. We've learned that seniors are starting to get dropped out of Medicare Advantage. We've learned that premiums are going to go up. In fact, this bill has broken every promise that was made when Kendrick Meek and Charlie Crist supported.
Meek accused both Rubio and Crist of playing political games with an issue that affects many Floridians deeply. With some passion, he said that while they were talking about rolling back parts of the plan, 3,500 Floridians lose health care each week.
When you have a family member in the hospital looking up at popcorn ceiling, and they're sick, an insurance company cut their coverage, then you need a United States senator that's going to stand in the gap.
The three men will meet in at least two more debates, the next one in 2 weeks. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.